Amen. I'll stay to my notes for a little while. I have an announcement. I know we have announcements after the service, but I have one because probably not too many know about this. Just a reminder for you on next Sunday. Say next Sunday. Okay. Apostle Dale Armstrong has a very special guest minister coming to us. Say us. All right, you got to accept me, at least for a while, all right? Coming to us in our 10:30 service. So I want to encourage you, please come and receive from the amazing grace that is upon the life of this young man. I believe God's going to use him to pour out what I believe is the revelations of heaven for the word of the Lord for this season in each one of our lives. So come with expectation. Come with ears wide open. Come with a heart to receive all that God wants to speak and how he wants to minister through this man of God. Can you say amen? So I won't tell you who it is. Amen? But the Holy Ghost probably will. It's hard to keep secrets away from God's people that know how to pray. Did you figure that out yet? Yeah. I got to stay with this or I'll never get through this service. You'll be saying goodbye to me. You need to know, I know some of you are saying, batting your eyes and thinking, who is this character standing by the pulpit, all right? Well, I want to explain some things to you. Maybe I can answer some questions that you might have. You need to know my purpose here. You need to know that I'm here for a season, okay? It's just a season. I'm not your pastor, just so you understand that, okay? I could never fill the shoes of the man of God that pastored this great church. But he was my friend, and he was my brother. And he mentored me in some ways that he never knew. He knows now. But he showed me that he was a man of prayer above everything else, and that's where my heart is. My heart is always going to be in the prayer room. My heart is always going to be at the feet of Jesus. I believe that the prayer room is the generator for the power that needs to be tapped into to accomplish the purposes of God in your life, in my life, and in the life of the church. I know Larry Lee one time, I used to listen to some of his teachings, I don't know, probably 25, 30 years ago, however long ago it's been. But he'd say, little prayer, little power. Well, I want, one of my heart's desires is I've been able to sit in two prayer meetings here so far. One was this morning, and I was so touched, so blessed with the group of people that were there praying for you, praying for the services, praying for the children's ministry, praying for the activities that are going on here, praying for Miss Donna. And I was so touched by their heart of compassion, and I wanted to encourage them because I feel like, yeah, I don't want to burst your bubble, all right? Randy, I know your service is very important, all right? I know this service is very important. I know that the youth meetings are very important. I know the worship time is very important. But I told those folks, just so you know, I don't want gossip here, all right? I told them, you know, that this is the greatest meeting of the whole week. Yeah. Do you understand me? I believe that the men and women that stand in the gap make up the hedge, that take the time to separate themselves unto God and to lift up and to pray by the Spirit, in the Spirit and with the Spirit. I believe that those are the watchmen on the wall. And right now we need to have many watchmen on the wall. Right now, we need to have men and women that will take their place at the feet of Jesus Christ and intercede. And that's not just a corporate time. That's a personal time. We have to be a people of prayer in this day and this hour. We have to understand, we have to be a people of the Word. We need to be a people of praise and worship. We need to be a people of fellowship. But without your intimacy at the feet of Jesus, all the rest of stuff just becomes very, very, very much of a struggle. You know that, and I do too. We've all done it, but one thing I do know, I need to tap into His grace to accomplish my purpose in life. How about you? I know His grace is sufficient for you and me to run our race. I know that you and I can receive an abundance of grace and understand that we have the gift of righteousness, that we can rule and reign in this life through one man, the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that awesome? There's more grace available in this season, and that grace will be sufficient for you the same way it was sufficient for the Apostle Paul to walk in the fullness of what God had for him. And that's part of my purpose in this life. Let me read this to you. I told you I'd just go off. I'm sorry. You'll get to know me real well. All right. I will. This is, let me say this again. You need to know my purpose. Why I am here at this season at Abundant Life Center. I know you've heard probably things. You've probably heard from Apostle Dale, maybe others. But I promise you this before you all, and you can hold me accountable. I want to be a man of my word, and I try to do that every day. I want my yes to be yes and my no to be no. I want to be a man that swears to his own hurt and doesn't change. Pastor Bill, one of the conversations I had with him back, must have been August, he called me and asked me if I'd come to the men's conference, and I wanted to go. I mean, I'm like, oh, yeah. I said, Bill, I can't. Why? Well, do you know the scripture? It says, he who swears to his own hurt and doesn't change. He said, yeah, I know that scripture. I knew he did. He said, what'd you swear to? So I told him I had a prior commitment to do a celebration service for my sister-in-law. She had moved to heaven back in October when I was in the Ukraine. And they kind of held that off for some months before they scattered her ashes. And they wanted it done on a river, and they wanted it done by kayaks, and they needed a preacher, all right? So I guess I was the only preacher in the family, so I got picked. And I said, yeah, I'd do it. I loved her, and she was an amazing woman of God and fought the fight of faith throughout her life. And so that was why I couldn't be at the men's meeting. But I heard you guys had a great time. I heard that Brother David was there. And the glory of God flowed like a river. Can you say amen? So I will, in front of you all, just so you know this, I will, by God's grace, love you, encourage you, pray for you, and minister to you by pointing you to Jesus and His word, in order that you personally and corporately are being led by the Holy Spirit to stand perfect and complete in the will of God. I have a covenant with God my Father and with Pastor Bill Hake to encourage and help you, help this body fulfill God's purpose for the house of God. As you know, I am in submission. I'm in submission to leadership. First, to the Lord Jesus Christ, the head of the church. Then I'm in submission to the leadership of the Apostle Dale Armstrong, or I'll say Papa. Granddad, I guess he called himself, huh? He was 18 when I met him. It's hard for me to look at him and call him Granddad, all right, just so you know that. And the board of Abundant Life Center. So I'm not here to make great changes. I'm not here to turn this place upside down. I know there'll have to be a few changes, so you'll have to have mercy with me, because I can't do things the way most people do. I have to do them in the fashion that God leads me. But I want you to know who I am, because I want to help you. I want to love you. I want to encourage you. I want to pray for you. I want to minister to you. But most of all, we have to look to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. And as we do that, we see that by God's goodness, by God's goodness, and He's good. And the more we taste and see that the Lord is good, that His mercy is new every morning, and great is His faithfulness, that He's not a man that He would lie, He's not a God that He would hold back from you or me, He's a God that is for us and not against us. He will give us everything we desire. He will bless us far beyond our wildest dream or greatest expectation. And He will show Himself strong to you individually and to this house corporately. Because God, the Lord Jesus Christ, is still the head of the church. Can you say amen to that? In the thing the Lord... Or In the timing of the Lord, the board of Abundant Life Center will set in place your next pastor. I want you to know that. That will happen. And we will pray for that man of God, that he will be a man after God's heart. He will be full of the Word of God. He will be full of the Holy Ghost. He will be full of the Spirit of the Lord, who is called to this work, not just anybody. Please, I want you to understand, I will be right up straight with you. I've seen too many churches fail because they accepted something that wasn't the Lord. And this is not a time to be deceived. This is not a time to be led astray. This is a time to move forward and to move upward and to accomplish more than we ever dreamed was possible. And it's going to take a gift from heaven to us. And I say us because that's who I am. I'm your brother. Can you say amen? Are you in agreement with me? If you're in disagreement, please raise your hand. I'll talk to you later, all right? So, full of the Spirit, who the Lord has called to this work, and this great body of believers in the name of Jesus. So that's my prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for that set man, that set pastor that you'll set into this house in the given time that you appoint. And we pray for this man. We pray for his family, Lord God, and we lift them up to you in the name of Jesus Christ that you're preparing them for that day. And Lord, we stand in full confidence that you're good, and you won't give us an imposter, you will give us the real deal. And Lord, we stand in covenant with each other in the name of Jesus Christ that he will be a man after your heart, that he will be so full of the Word of God and so full of the Holy Ghost and so called here that he won't be able to do anything else. Lord, I thank you. I thank you that right now you visit this person, that you manifest to him. And Lord God, I know that you go before us as we pray. And Father, we just receive that by faith right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Now, wow. I'm sorry. I really have to do this before I can, you know, hang out with you for the next months, okay? And if I don't do this, you'll be scratching your head and saying, when's he leaving? My wife, I was going to sneak home for a day, and she told me no. So I'm not even wanted at home. That's not true. Anyhow, it's a five-hour drive, roughly five and a half, depends on whose foot's on the pedal. And she seen a mouse. I thought, you know, I love my wife. We've been married 51 years, and I usually am the one that rescues her from such critters, all right? Well, I'm not there, all right? I have two Labrador retrievers that she's taking care of, and she don't like dogs. Huh? Is that, I mean, I'm telling you what, God captured her for this season just for you. That's how much he loves you. I'm telling you, this is a miracle. All right. Anyhow, she says, you know what? We're going to get them. And she told me how she's going to get them. And bless God, I believe she's right. Amen. So I didn't have to go home to capture that mouse on her behalf. So I know that many of you, and maybe there's others, that maybe they're not here today, but this is to help you. I'm very aware that we all may have many questions or concerns about what the loss that we've gone through first, but also we need to know that Jesus is still the way, the truth, and the life. Say that. Jesus is my way, he's my truth, and he's my life. And as we know that as a congregation, as a group of a body of believers, we can promise or we can understand for each one of us that it is his will that we fulfill our purpose and our divine destiny. That every one of us, individually and corporately, as a church, hits the mark of the call, of the high calling that is upon our lives. You and I are arrows in the quiver of God, and he shoots us into destinations. I've had the privilege of being able to move around because God gives me assignments. I know, I think about Pastor Bill's life. He was in the same church for, 45 years? Wow. I couldn't do that. I'm too adventurous. But I do know he got to India. He was in the Ukraine. He was in Russia. So evidently he must have snuck out of here at times. Is that right? Amen. So I see that anointing that is here in the solidness of a man of God that God called here and raised us up, raised this house up. And it's not just a man of God. I know it's a team effort. I know that it was those of you, many of you here, I'm getting to know some of your history, and you've walked this thing out for year after year after year, and I honor you with every fiber of my being. I totally honor you in the name of Jesus Christ for walking and serving and doing what you could do in the capacity of your gifts, of your call, of your anointings. So as we look at this, I'm thinking, Lord, I thank you for assignments, and I believe that we're in a season of time, and I'm speaking this prophetically to you, just so you know that. You know, I'm not going to boom and say, thus saith the Lord, but I'm going to tell you, God has assignments for every one of us. There's some assignments maybe on your life that are going to come into a new season. It's okay. But I guarantee you, you'll go from faith to faith and glory to glory because everything in God goes up. Amen? God doesn't take us back. God takes us forward. The same way as we understand that our pastor here was absent from his body and present with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen? He graduated. All right. I don't know about you. I don't know what grade I'm in, but I'm not there yet. And I don't think you are either, so don't be in a hurry to get there, all right? Graduation class will be awesome, okay? But on the other side of it is there's work to be done, and I believe heaven's counting on us. Can you shout amen? Amen. So as we look at this, and I'm thinking, Lord, how do I answer this? Because I know that there's many questions in probably many of your hearts. And maybe even in part of the community of believers that surround us, I know that, you know, in any church life, people come and sometimes they go. They don't stay. And I realize that not every church is for everybody. But bless God, it's for us. Can you say amen? I want you to remember this. I want you to write it down. It'll help you to answer questions in your own heart. It'll help you to answer questions that maybe other people might have. You're going to find the answer to this in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. Your Bible is going to read this. It says, "The secret things belong unto the Lord, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of the law." The New Living Translation says it this way: "The Lord our God has secrets known to no one, We are not accountable for them. Can you say amen? We are not accountable for the secrets that belong to the Lord. But we and our children are accountable forever. Say forever. For all that He has revealed to us. And wow, is there a depth of revelation in this house, in your heart, in your life? As I listen to the men and women that prayed in the prayer room, and their heart's cry and their heart stretching out towards the Lord in prayer and thanksgiving and praise, and the depths of the revelation that come through the words that they spoke in prayer was absolutely amazing. And it just so blessed me, to bless me and bless me. The level of revelation that this body carries is almost, I mean, it'd make any church jealous. But God is still the King of the Jews. And He knows how to stretch the buck, and He knows how to squeeze you and me for everything that's in us. Because our life is to be poured out. Amen? So the revelation that you have, there's a world that needs it. There's a generation that needs it. The love that you carry, there's people all around you that need the expression of Jesus Christ to shine through your life, to shine through your example, to shine through your attitudes, to shine through your love and your care for human beings. Can you say amen to that? You remember John 3:16, that God, does He still? Yeah, I believe He does. Can you say amen? Well, the God in you still loves them. So we need to understand that this is our day of harvest. He says here, He says, we are not accountable for them, but we and our children are accountable forever for all that He has revealed to us, so that we may obey all the terms of these instructions. I want to tell you this, that daily obedience, I heard this from a great woman of God who was a children's pastor for many, many years. And when we first got a hold of Willie George's curriculum, I watched the church that she was pastoring the young people in. I watched the children's church outgrow the sanctuary. It was so cool. And then there'd be people sneak out of the sanctuary because they wanted to go get in the presence of the anointing of God that was going on in the children's church, because God was doing a thing upon the young people. Can you say amen? And not that the church wasn't blessed, it was blessed, but I guarantee you that the children's ministry was totally, totally blessed. And when I see that, I so appreciate her simplicity of delivering the word, and I'm talking about my wife, just so you know. And she was a children's pastor, a children's director, and later, you know, stepped into more things that moved her out of that kind of ministry. She has an organizational gift that scares me, because I don't have one of them. As you can see that. But I looked at that and I thought, Lord, I want to hear what You're saying. I stepped in and she made this simple statement in her teaching to the young people. Daily obedience brings us to our divine purpose and destiny. Will you say that with me? That's so simple that even a child can understand that. Daily obedience leads us to our divine purpose and destiny. Remember, He will direct your steps. The steps of a good man and woman are ordered by the Lord. According to Psalm 37:23, it says, "And He delighteth in His way." In other words, God is delighted in the way that He will lead you and me. Isn't that cool? He's not like frowning. He's not like, oh my, this is too much for them. No, He's delighting in it because He knows that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. He knows that you're not in this alone. He knows that he's given you the great Holy Spirit. He knows that you have the power that raised Christ from the dead inside of you. He knows that you have the abilities that belong to him, and he's deposited those in you where you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That is within you, my brother and sister. That's within each and every one of us. Aren't you glad about that? Well, this is my heart's cry for you, and in this hour at Abundant Life Center, I'll just ask you, if you would please, go to the book of Colossians, chapter 4. I know you memorized this. I heard it spoken many times in the prayer room. I have taken ownership of this scripture, because much of my ministry throughout the years has really just been a supportive role, all right? I've led, I've pastored, I've done those things as well. God has set us in our own ministry. But I love to serve. I love to support. And that's the role that I'm here for. I'm supporting what God's doing. And I'm not here to take over, just so you know. I'm here to support what God's doing and to see to it that we pray and it will manifest. Can you say amen to that? So, as I look at this in Colossians chapter 4, verse 12, King James says, Epaphras, who's one of you, he labors fervently for you in prayers, that you would stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Pretty simple, isn't it? The New Living Translation says, Epaphras, a member of your own fellowship and a servant of Jesus Christ, sends you his greetings. He always prays earnestly for you, asking God to make you strong and perfect, fully confident that you are following the whole will of God. The Amplified says, Epaphras, who is one of you, one of yourselves, a servant of Christ Jesus, sends you greetings. He is always striving for you earnestly in his prayers, pleading that you may, as a person of ripe character and a clear conviction, stand firm and mature in spiritual growth, convinced and fully assured in everything willed by God. Go with me to Romans chapter 15, if you would, please. I'll start here today. You're thinking, man, we're usually out of here at noon. Well, maybe. And I know sometimes people have commitments and, you know, you're allowed to go. I'll try not to take all of your time, but I do need to deposit a certain amount because I have orders from headquarters, and that's your Father God, because he wants to put something within you by the spirit of wisdom and revelation. I know you know it, but sometimes we know something in an intellectual way. Sometimes we know something through our mental capabilities, but there's something else when God, the Holy Spirit, deposits it within your spirit, within your heart, and it becomes revelation. That's where Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. That's not mental ascension, that's revelation. When you abide in him and his words abide in you, which according to John chapter 15, verse 7, you will ask what you will, and what will happen? It shall be done. Amen. See, I believe in answered prayer. I believe in results. I don't believe in wasting time. I believe that there's a way to pray the prayer of faith and get results. Can you shout amen in this house? We are still a word of faith people. We still take the word exactly what it says. We still stand in these exceedingly great and precious promises that by these we could be partakers of his divine inheritance. In other words, we can stand and be representations of who he is, because you and I are new creations in Christ Jesus. Our old mess is gone. Praise God for the blood of Jesus. You and I stand as the ambassadors of heaven in this messed up earth, and this earth needs you and me right now. I guarantee you, you can be the mightiest man of God that you ever dreamed possible. You can be the mightiest woman of God that you ever knew was available for you. Because the hand of the Lord is upon you, the spirit of wisdom and revelation is available to you, and God will show himself strong on your behalf. All you got to do is continually stay in the whole armor of God, knowing that your loins are girt out with truth. You have on the breastplate of righteousness. Your feet are always shod with the preparation of the gospel. In other words, you have that full armor of God. You have a shield where you can quench every, not just some, every fiery dart of the wicked one, because the fiery darts are coming. I know they've already come. I'd like to say this is going to be a smooth ride. No, it's not. We're in the middle of war. But thank God the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're mighty through God to the what? To the pulling down of strongholds. In other words, you and I are able to fight the good fight of faith and to finish well and to finish strong and to accomplish God's purpose upon our individual life as well as the corporate purpose of this house. And I believe we're going to see her done. I believe that we're going to populate heaven and plunder hell. I believe that there's a day and an hour that we're going to see more disciples raised up underneath the anointing in this house that we ever dreamed possible. I believe that God is for us, not against us, and I believe in miracles today. How about you? Hallelujah. I'm trying to be quiet and nice. Sometimes it's hard. I want to read this to you. Romans chapter 15. Going to start in verse 1. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. I commission this over this house, over you, over me, over us as a family. We then that are strong, I'm speaking to you, my brother and sister, ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime, Randy, were written for our learning. Glory to God. I know you got that scripture probably memorized. It says, what we, say we, through patience, I don't want to hear that, but it's in there, all right? So through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. You know, without hope, we don't operate in faith. What is faith? Faith is substance, manifestation. Faith is the substance of things what? See, hope deferred makes the heart what? Well, I know the healer of sick hearts. How about you? And bless God, he's still in the business of healing broken hearts. Crashed lives, messed up affairs in the lives of people. And one word from God can heal any heart that I've ever experienced. How about you? He says that we through faith, or we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now, verse 5, now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded, one towards another, according to Christ Jesus, that we may with one mind, we at Abundant Life Center may be of one mind and one mouth, doing what? Glorifying God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. For it is written, For this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles, and I will sing unto thy name. And again he saith, Rejoice, ye Gentiles, with the people. And again, Praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and praise him, all ye people. And again Israel says, There shall be a root of Jesse, he shall, and he who shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles have hope in him. Our hope is in Christ. Now, I'm reading all that because I want to leave this scripture with you, and I want to read it to you out of probably a translation you guys don't use here, but I'm going to use it because I like the way it's written. You can dissect it, and you can go into your Greek, and you can go as deep as you want to, and that's your privilege, all right? But I'm just going to take it the way it sounds, because I believe that's a prayer for each and every one of us. In verse 13, King James says, Now the God of hope. Who is he? He's the God of hope. He's the God of the hope for your future, for your purpose, for your destiny, for your family, for your loved ones, for your businesses, your ministries, for the things that concern you, because my Bible says he will perfect that which concerns you, out of Psalm 138. Now the God of hope fill you with how much? All. Randy, do you do a word search on that? And, next Sunday I want to hear the definition of all, and then if you'll show up on our first service, that you'll be blessed, because I think it still means all right? But we'll let him go deep, because I know he does, all right? It says, that you may abound in hope, or it says, with all joy and peace in what? So the key is, are we believing? The key is, are we in faith? Because if we've lost our hope, our faith's not working. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By faith, the elders received a good report. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm not settling for anything less than a good report. Whose report will you decide to believe? Will you believe the report of the Lord? Or will you believe what the world is saying? What the gossip is saying? What somebody's opinion is saying. I was in a church years ago, and in that church there was, the pastor had two sons, and one of them's in heaven now. One was Aaron and one was David. And I was sitting at the kitchen area at a table, and I think we were praying, or actually I think I was folding bulletins, all right? I still know how to fold bulletins. And we were sitting there, and these two boys walked in back of me, and I heard this one say, Aaron, your opinion doesn't control me. This boy was probably 8. His brother was maybe 12. Those words rung in my heart, and I thought, God, that's preachable. Because so many people are controlled and manipulated by the opinions of others. There's only one opinion you need, and he is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the one who will not lie. He is the God of his word, and his word will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that what he pleases, and it will prosper in your life. And that word that you and I can stand on is the holy written scriptures. We can find peace in them, we can find comfort in them, and we can remain strong in the joy of the Lord because of the word of God. Can you shout amen to that? He says, Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Now the Passion Translation, let me read this to you, and I'll say, Shane, I believe you got some announcements, right? May the God, the fountain of hope, fill my family, an Abundant Life Center. My precious brothers and sisters, may you, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are the God of hope. You are the fountain of hope. Will you fill this house with overflowing, with uncontainable joy and perfect peace as they trust in you. May the power of the Holy Ghost continually surround each and every one of their lives with super abundance until they radiate with hope. Will you believe that? God wants you to radiate with hope because you're living in a hopeless situation in the United States of America. And if you're looking to the government to shift it and to change it, you got your eyes on the wrong deal. There's only one that you and I can look to because he's not a man that he would lie. And he will confirm his word. It's up to you and me to pray. It's up to you and me to intercede. It's up to you and me to support them in intercession and prayer. Because why? I believe we're in a season of time that God wants to shift and take a hold on this nation once again and turn some things around and to mix some things up and to put things right. Can you shout amen? I believe the hand of the Lord is still on the United States of America, but I absolutely believe it'll come from the generator of intercession that's coming outside of the house of God, men and women just like you and me that will stand in the gap and make up the hedge, will declare and decree and prophesy and speak forth the blessings of God to overtake this nation once again, that righteousness will prevail, that the destruction that the enemy has caused over year after year after year, that there will be a turnaround, and what they meant for our harm is going to be turned around for good, and the glory of God's going to visit the United States of America. He's going to visit the church, and we're going to experience the greatest revival that any generation has ever seen, and the power of God is going to flow, and we're going to see the great end time harvest. I don't know about you. I'm excited about that. Hallelujah. I didn't get to my message. But I needed to share with you so that you understood me. I'm one of you. I'm in love with what God loves. And he's absolutely head over heels in love with you. And his plan, his purpose for your life is absolutely amazing. And we're going to see to it that you walk in the footsteps that he's ordered for you, that you fulfill your purpose like Pastor Bill fulfilled his. And it's going to be, when it's all said and done, I want to hear those words, "Well done, my good and faithful one." Amen. I believe we have two people we need to pray for here. Maybe there's more. You're going to Guatemala, is that correct? Awesome. That's Evan and Katie, is it? Last night I had the privilege of being CWI. They had a whole group of people. So you're going in a team. You're leaving Friday? Is that correct? Wow, that's cool. Are you going too? Mm-hmm. Mr. Burroughs, I'm talking to you. No, you're not going? Okay, I thought I seen you going too. Okay, maybe some other time. Huh? Do you know how to pray? I thought you did. Okay. I'm going to ask you, okay, to hold their hands. Now stand up in front of them. Come on. I told you I was weird, all right? Just stand up and hold their hands. And the church is going to stretch their hands out towards these precious ones. And you're going to pray for them as the Holy Ghost leads you in the name of Jesus. Will you do that? Thanks, man. You're awesome.
Father God, we thank you for Evan and Katie. We thank you that they can go to Guatemala and that they would have the time to do it. And that whatever God's leading them to do, they will do it. Yeah. And that they would have a great time and lead many people to Jesus.
Yeah. Amen. 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 And Father, we thank you. Your angels have charge over them to protect them and keep them in all their ways. We thank you, Lord, that no harm will ever come against them, no evil will ever befall them. And Lord, we bless them in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for amazing grace that they'll tap into as they take their place in this mission trip on a team, that Lord God, everything will work out. It'll be decently and in order. And Father God, that they will have one of the greatest times they've ever had serving you on this mission trip in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Shane.